That's Steve Griggs' ensemble from the Panama Hotel Jazz, composed by Steve Griggs, his narration there, and his composition, Alley Cat Strut, or what he imagined it to be, as outlined in the book, The Hotel at the Corner of Bitter and Sweet. They're performing at the Panama Hotel, a free concert on the second Saturday of each month. They'll be playing there next Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Jay Thomas on trumpet, Steve Griggs, the tenor saxophonist, Susan Pascal vibes, Milo Peterson guitar, Phil Sparks on bass. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today on Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next weekend at the same time. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. John Coltrane to start the program today. 1959 Atlantic Records and Giant Steps. What the steps are here, the melody has a rhythm of da 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 da. And imagine a Bluto in a Popeye cartoon. You're seeing him and he's going bam, 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 bam. And those are his steps. And the rhythm of it in the background of early cartoons, you know, the trees are going by in the same mailbox and they're going four times faster than Bluto is. That's what you have here. And added to that, each step is a different harmony in most cases. We'll hear two versions, John Coltrane, the original 1959, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Arthur Taylor on the drums for Atlantic, as I said. And then 31 years later in Hollywood, Mark Masters' arrangement and his jazz orchestra with solos by Billy Harper on tenor, Tommy Gill on piano, and trombonist Jimmy Nepper.
Thank you.
Giant Steps by John Coltrane. A couple of them for you. The original, John Coltrane Quartet, 1959, Atlantic Records. Tommy Flanagan, piano. Paul Chambers, bass. Arthur Taylor on the drums. And Coltrane, of course, on tenor. Then 1990 in Hollywood for Capri Records, Mark Masters Jazz Orchestra. His arrangement of Giant Steps. Solos by Billy Harper on tenor, Tommy Gill piano, Jimmy Nepper on the trombone. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Do you remember your first time?
My first time? First time of what?
My first time ever?
It's a little uncomfortable. Should I talk about it now?
Your first time listening to NPR's Morning Edition, that is.
People just talking like normal people, telling me about the world.
There's always one story that makes me wake up.
No matter how many times you've listened, listen again each weekday to Morning Edition from NPR News.
I'm Kirsten Kendrick. Join me for Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 on KPLU.
Jerry Southern now going to sing for you. She also plays the piano. The arrangements for her here in 1956 for Decca Records were done by Ralph Burns. ¶¶
forgot your gloves when you kissed me and said goodnight. So I've brought them, you see, but don't thank me, it's quite all right. You forgot your gloves, and I hope you appreciate. I'm not honest at all, it's just a stall for one more date. What a souvenir to steal from you and conceal from you. But then, there's a chance if you receive them, dear, you'll leave them, dear, again. Now forget your heart. If you're really the kind who loves, then you'll part with it too, the way that you forgot your glove. Again, now forget your heart. If you're really the kind who loves, then you'll part with it too, the way that you forgot. You forgot your gloves. You forgot your gloves. You forgot your gloves. You forgot your gloves.
Set of four, starting with Jerry Southern singing and playing a little bit of piano there, too. Two compositions arranged for her by Ralph Burns, 1956. You Forgot Your Gloves, written by Ned Lehack and Eddie Eliscu. And I've Got $5, written by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart. Then, from Copenhagen in 1976, tenor saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis and trumpet player Harry Sweets Edison and their band made a record over there. With them, Kenny Drew on piano, Hugo Rasmussen on bass, and Eric Norvegard on the drums. Lullaby for Dancers, written by Edison, And a masterful performance by Eddie Davis on Angel Eyes, written by Matt Dennis. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. I'd like to chase Jelly Roll Blues. We don't know when Jelly Roll Morton wrote this. Early 20th century, I'm sure. And he was an advertising guy, as well as a genius of music. And he got it out there, you know, and had a name, which, of course, everybody could remember. And he wanted to write something with his name in it. We're going to hear three renditions. The first one that I know of, 1921. A fascinating quartet, vocal quartet, called the Norfolk Jazz Quartet. Buddy Butts, Otie Tustin, Delroy Hollins, and Len Williams. They're going to sing Jelly Roll Blues. Then 1924 in Richmond, Indiana, for Jeanette Records, solo piano. The master himself, Jelly Roll Morton, doing his Jelly Roll Blues. And then his band, the Red Hot Peppers, in Chicago, 1926, for Victor, and their version of Jelly Roll Blues.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Blues by Jelly Roll Morton, excuse me. And starting with the Norfolk Jazz Quartet, 1921, singing Jelly Roll Blues. Then Morton, Jelly Roll Morton in Richmond, Indiana, 1924 for Jeanette Records, solo piano of his Jelly Roll Blues. And then for Victor Records in Chicago, 1926, Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers and their version of the original Jelly Roll Blues. And George Mitchell playing trumpet, Kid Ory trombone, Omer Simeon on clarinet, Morton piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo, John Lindsay on bass, and Andrew Hillier playing the drums. Jelly Roll Blues, right here on 88.5 KPLU. And I want to take an opportunity to thank the listeners to this program for making contributions to the station for our fund drive. And want to remind you that if you haven't done that yet, you still can. I specifically want to thank those people who listen to my program who earmark their contribution for me. I appreciate it. I'm here 52 weeks a year, and a couple of times I ask you for some help. And you've been very responsive to that, and I do deeply appreciate it. And of course, I talk a lot about the fact that if you don't go in the door of an establishment that you've been going into, it's going to go away. That's right, and that's happened a lot. I mean, think about it, folks. How many places that you remember fondly are gone? I know it's tough economically, excuse me again, but $5, $1, or if you got some money, $1 million, I mean, what the heck? Well, it's Easter, and that means eggs and bunnies and candy and Haydn, especially, not Haydn the composer, but Haydn the special egg. I got some calls, always do before Easter. Would you please, for us, please play Easter Parade? Another call. Would you please play Easter Parade? Another call, same thing. Then I got a call. Would you please play Please? I said, what? He said, would you please play Please? I said, you mean Bing Crosby's? Yeah. It's my mother's favorite song. Well, okay. First for you. All right, Bing Crosby, 1936, doing Please with Anson Weeks Orchestra for Brunswick. Then Roy Eldridge, his trumpet, he's going to do Easter Parade, 1951. And then Jimmy Lunsford, their version in 1939 with Trummy Young playing trombone solo and singing the Cy Oliver arrangement.
Lend your little ear to my plea. Lend a ray of cheer to my plea. Tell me that you love me too. Please, let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charms. Every night, my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. How long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too. Oh, da 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 da. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. How long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too.
When they look you over, I'll be the proudest of the baby. baby in the Easter parade on the avenue, Fifth Avenue. The photographer snapper, you'll find that you win the road to grab you. I could write a song then about your Easter bonnet and all the girl I'm taking, baby, to the Easter parade.
Crosby sang Please, 1932, Brunswick Records, Anson Weeks Orchestra with him. Roy Eldridge did Easter Parade, Paris, 1951, for Vogue Records, with Jerry Wiggins on piano, Pierre Michelot bass, and Kenny Clark on drums and strings. And Jimmy Lunsford's band, 1939, Vocalion Records, an arrangement of Easter Parade by Cy Oliver, featuring trombonist and vocalist Trummy Young. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. Randy Weston Quartet, 1960 now, Roulette Records, his piano, Cecil Payne, baritone saxophone, Ron Carter on bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pianist Randy Weston his quartet, 1960, Roulette Records. Cecil Payne, baritone saxophone, Ron Carter on bass, and Roy Haynes playing the drums. Saucer Eyes by Weston. 204 by Weston. And CB Blues by Weston, Randy Weston. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, recognizing people have a choice about where they're treated for cancer. At SCCA, doctors from Fred Hutch, UW Medicine, and Seattle Children's unite to turn cancer patients into cancer survivors. More at seattlecca.org.
For months, activists in Ferguson, Missouri, and other cities have been protesting.
Police brutality is at the point now where it's too far gone in the black community. It has to be addressed.
Now some are ready for the next step.
We need to be in positions of power.
I'm Renee Montaigne. Find out how young activists are trying to create a new national movement on the next Morning Edition.
What a life when love has flown. What a life trying to live without you. All the things that used to be seem to sing in a minor key. What a life trying to live without you. I remember all the things you used to say and do. They weren't meant for one. They were meant for two. So it goes, the world moves on. Must live and know you're gone. What a life trying to live without you.
Meant for two.
world moves on, I must live and know you're gone. What a life, trying to live without you. Without you, I can't live without you.
Gary Foster Quartet. Foster playing alto saxophone and alto flute. Hollywood, 1991, Concord Records. What a Life, Charlotte Kent and Louis Alter wrote that, and Jimmy at the piano, Jimmy Rolls, sang it. And then Jimmy's classic, The Peacocks. And helping out, of course, Gary Foster on alto flute and John Hurd on bass and Joe LaBarbera playing drums. Gary Foster right here on 88.5. We're here live for you. And I want to thank those who gave on my behalf and also of the station's behalf. Because that's the way things work. Or they don't. That's true. And I'm not trying to sell a whole bunch of stuff to you, but the practicality of it. I did Jelly Roll Blues. I chased that one. And I want to chase Roses of Picardy. Fred Weatherly and Haydn Wood wrote it in 1916. It was conceived as kind of a love ballad, a remembrance ballad. And Lambert Murphy in 1924 is going to sing it for you the way it was originally intended. Then along came 1929 and Red Nichols and his cornet and his band, and they decided to pep it up a bit. And then along about 1949, 1950 for Columbia Records, classical alto saxophonist Freddie Gardner with Peter York's orchestra gives her his version of Roses of Picardy.
She is walking by the poplars, calling it with the sea blue eyes. She is watching and longing and waiting where the long white roadway lies. And a song stirs in the silence as the wind in the boughs above. And stops and trembles. She's the first little song of love. Roses are shining in Picardy, in the hush of the silver dew. But there's never a rose like you, and the roses will die with the summertime, and a rose may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. Picardy.
Three of them for you. Lambert Murphy in 1924 for Victrola Records, singing Roses of Picardy, as it originally was, a ballad, I said, of remembrance of love. And then Red Nichols, Cornet, and his band, Brunswick, 1929, and their version of Roses of Picardy. Manny Klein was there, too, playing trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, doing the arrangement, Fud Livingston, and playing the clarinet. Jimmy Dorsey's alto saxophone, Adrian Rollini's bass sax, Arthur Schutt on the piano, Carl Kress guitar, Vic Burton on the drums. Then 1950 for Columbia, Freddie Gardner, his classic alto sax and his version of Roses of Picardy. Well, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And Mr. Sinatra wants to come in and continue with the ballad idea for you. From 1953, Capitol Records, Frank Sinatra.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. And I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, you give me a boot. I get a kick out of you. When you were very young, the world was younger than you, as merry as a carousel. The circus tent was strung with every star in the sky, above the ring you loved so well. Now the young world has grown old, gone are the silver and gold. Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Girl, you're through. Just sit there and count your little fingers, unhappy little girl blue. Sit there and count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew all you can count on are the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. No use, old girl, you might as well surrender. Your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer up little girl blue? Many crazy things that will keep me loving you, and with your permission, may I list a few. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, do 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 do, the way we danced until three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. It was winter in Manhattan, falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that I'd heard about somewhere changed the weather all around, just within a trice. I bought you violets for your furs, and it was spring for a while, remember? I bought you violets for your furs, and there was April in that December. The snow drifted down on the flowers, and it melted where it lay. The snow looked like dew on the blossoms as on a summer day. I bought you violets for your furs, and there was blue in the wintry sky. Then you pinned the violets to your furs and gave a lift to the crowds passing by. You smiled at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurs, that we fell in love completely the day that I bought you violets for your furs.
Frank Sinatra, 1953 for Capitol Records. Wonderful arrangements by Nelson Riddle for him. I Get a Kick Out of You, Cole Porter. Little Girl Blue, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. They Can't Take That Away From Me, George and Ira Gershwin. And Violets for Your Furs, Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And a birthday today, Stan Levy, great drummer, born this date, 1926. Here's a Bethlehem record that he did in 1954. Lightning Bug by Bill Holman, arrangement and composition. West Coasting by Bob Cooper, same, the arrangement. And Drumsticks by Jimmy Giuffre, composition and arrangements. On trumpet, Connie Condoli. On tenor, Zoot Sims. On baritone sax, Jimmy Giuffre. On bass, Max Bennett. On drums, Claude Williamson. We'll be right back. Happy birthday to Stan Levy, great drummer. Born this date, 1926. There, 1954 for Bethlehem Records. His sextet. Conti Condoli on trumpet and Zoot Sims tenor saxophone. Jimmy Giuffre baritone saxophone. Claude Williamson piano. Max Bennett on string bass. Lightning Bug, West Coasting, and Drumsticks. Stan Levy. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI, Olympia. 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. And 88.9 KPLK, Cedar Woolley. A community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. All right. Look around here. Let's have some piano players come in here now. Ralph Sutton. Going to give you two of them from 1949. And then Joe Sullivan will give you two from 1935. Pianists for You. Ralph Sutton, 1949, in San Francisco, for Down Home Records, doing Cataract Rag by Robert Hampton and The Villain by Lou Waters. That's what they used to have, you know, in the silent films. They'd have a piano player and bad guy'd come on the screen and play something like what Lou Waters wrote, and Ralph Sutton played. Then Joe Sullivan, 1935, in Los Angeles, solo piano. A couple of them by him, My Little Pride and Joy, and Just Strollin'. Ralph Sutton and Joe Sullivan. Right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Baird Private Wealth Management and Bastyr Center for Natural Health, featured this month in the KPLU Sponsor Spotlight program. More information about these organizations and how to become a KPLU sponsor can be found at kplusponsor.org.
KPLU Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick described by her 6.5-year-old son.
Well, when I'm listening to her on the radio, I don't always, you know, hear just her. I hear a lot of other people from her station, too. And, you know, she says the time and stuff over and over again. That's one of the things. She's a newser, and newsers give out, a lot of information.
A lot of information on Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 to 9, only on
KPLU.
Thank you.
Of My Heart was written by Fred Fisher in 1913. The Harmonicats, 1947, recorded it. Interesting sound to get four harmonica players. Jerry Murad, Bob Hademick, Pete Peterson, and Al Fiore. And then 1945, Lester Young and his tenor sax gave us his version for Clef Records. Peg of My Heart. Hope you liked the piano. It was Nat Cole. Harmonicats. And Lester Young and Nat Cole and Peg of My Heart by Fred Fisher. And here is Buster Bennett.
Come under my roof. But don't jive me, baby, 'cause I ain't nobody's fool. You came home this morning, baby, about 4:30. Yes, you came home this morning, baby, about 4:30. I'm telling you, baby, I don't want that jive no more. Thank you.
morning, and you're trying to tell me that it ain't late. Now, woman, you better start knocking on Irene or some other man's door. Now, woman, you better start knocking on Irene or your other man's door. I'm telling you, baby, you don't hear me. Look down in the sea, a crab had a shark doing a shivery. He wants the boogie, he wants the boogie, he wants the boogie, woogie, 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 woogie. He wants the boogie, woogie, woogie, boogie all night long. Mama, mama, look at sis. She's out in the backyard trying to do that twist. She wants the boogie, she wants the boogie. She wants the boogie, woogie, 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 woogie. She wants the boogie, woogie, woogie, boogie all night long. Boogie time, boogie! Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jill came down with an empty pail. She sure didn't have no water. She must have boogied, and she boogied all night long. So the big fat rooster said to the little red hen, I'm gonna meet you in the barn about 10:30. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie, woogie, 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 woogie. We're gonna boogie, woogie, woogie, boogie all night long.
Hot band, Buster Bennett, 1946, Chicago, Columbia. He wrote both of them, Don't Jive Me, Baby, and I Want a Boogie Woogie. And the others, I'm still working on. A lot of misinformation out there about, but the fine trumpet and soprano say, everybody. It's a jump band. Earl Bostick, 1954. Thank you. King Records, 1954. Earl Bostic, his alto saxophone. On Vibes in there, Teddy Charles playing string bass, George Tucker, Granville Hogan on drums, and sustaining on their instruments, trumpet and tenor saxophone, Blue Mitchell and Benny Golson. Embraceable You, George Gershwin, Night and Day, Cole Porter. Chicago, 1927, May Armstrong.
I got one man.
Armstrong in Chicago, 1927, Brunswick Records. Piano player, maybe Lonnie Johnson, I'm not sure. Nobody can take his place, and don't beg your man back. May Armstrong, solid. Ellington in Chicago, 1940, two classics by him. Dusk, featuring some fine work by Rex Stewart and his cornet and Lawrence Brown's trombone, and Blue Goose, giving Johnny Hodges a chance to play soprano saxophone.
Thank you.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no loving, never had no kissing, love man. Oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me, love man. Oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance could be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you make love to me, strange as it seems. Someday we'll meet, and you dry all my tears, and whisper sweet little things in my ear. A hugging and a kissing, oh, what we've been missing, love man, oh, where can you be? Love a man, oh, where can you be? Love a man, where can you be?
Four masterworks for you. Starting with Duke Ellington, 1940, for Victor Records, Dusk and Blue Goose, both by him. And then, Dizzy Gillespie, 1945, his trumpet, Charlie Parker's alto saxophone, Al Haig piano, Curly Russell bass, Sidney Catlett on drums, and Sarah Vaughan singing. First up, Showed Off, by Diz and Bird, based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, and Loverman, written by pianist Ram Ramirez, Jimmy Davis, Jimmy Sherman, back in 1942. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
thank you, Ken Wiley, for yet another great afternoon of jazz. I've got All Blues queued up and ready to go right after Stardate.
Stardate, April 5th. Frankenstein was born in Switzerland during the dark and stormy summer of 1816. But the spark that gave life to Mary Shelley's classic novel may have happened half a world away and more than a year earlier, with a planet-altering event that began 200 years ago today. Mount Tambora rose above a small island in Indonesia. It staged a powerful eruption on April 5, 1815. It rumbled for a few days more, then blew itself to bits on April 10th, the most powerful eruption ever recorded. The mountain turned to liquid fire, and dozens of cubic miles of smoke and ash were blasted into the sky. The smallest particles of ash made it all the way to the stratosphere, almost 30 miles high, where they spread around the entire planet. They reflected a lot of sunlight back into space, causing the global temperature to drop by a couple of degrees. The drop was even steeper in parts of America and Europe, where 1816 was called the year without a summer. Crops failed, farmers were bankrupted, and the hungry staged food riots. That summer, Shelley was vacationing in Geneva with her future husband, the poet Percy Shelley, as well as Lord Byron and one other writer. Cold, stormy weather trapped them indoors. In the gloom, they told ghost stories and staged a contest to see who could create the scariest. Mary Shelley's contribution was Frankenstein, the tale of a monstrous creation, inspired by a monstrous explosion half a planet away. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for showers likely tonight with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 40. For Monday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-50s. And right now in Seattle, mostly cloudy, 61 degrees. In Olympia, it's overcast and 56. And if you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7, it's clear and 56 degrees. Well, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler. It's 6 o'clock Sunday night, and that means it's time for All Blues. Yeah, huh? I got 6 hours of it ready to go for you, and a lot of new stuff coming in. James Harmon with a new CD. Boz Scaggs has a new CD with a tune featuring Bonnie Raitt. So we've got a lot of good stuff to listen to. 6 hours of All Blues starts right now with Muddy Waters on 88.5.